5 tunnels, 3 hatches, and 2 wrong turns later, Ray felt sure she must be getting close to the edge of the base. The air was growing colder, and her sweaty palms were beginning to stick to the cold metal floor beneath her. Ray saw an exit hatch in front of her and decided to take a chance. She climbed into a, thankfully, empty corridor. Her blaster at the ready, Ray slowly crept toward what she hoped was the exit. Suddenly, she heard a noise behind her. Ray pivoted, ready to fire, and saw Finn! Ray couldn't believe her eyes. What are you doing here?
We came back for you, he said.
It was then that she noticed Han and Chewie standing guard behind Finn. Ray felt tears pricking at the corners of her eyes. After all those years, someone had finally returned for her. She didn't have to wait any longer. Chewie moaned happily at Ray and she smiled.
What did he say?
Finn asked.
That it was your idea, Ray replied. Finn had clearly embraced his role as a hero, and Ray couldn't have been prouder. She ran forward and hugged him tightly.
Hug later, Han growled. Escape now.
As they ran from the base, Finn explained what was going on. Kylo had taken her to a frozen planet that housed a weapon so powerful it could destroy an entire star system. The weapon was called the Starkiller, and the First Order had already used it to obliterate the New Republic capital. That was the beam of light Rey had seen in the sky above Maz's castle. Now, the Resistance was all that stood against the evil group. So the Resistance had launched a desperate mission to destroy the weapon. Finn had volunteered to be a part of the ground team, hoping to find Rey. He, Han, and Chewie had already succeeded in lowering the shield that protected the Starkiller. Now, Poe Dameron, who was not dead, by the way, and his team of pilots were firing on the exposed weapon. Rey and her friends finally reached the planet's surface. There, she was able to see everything herself. A squadron of X-Wings circled above their heads, taking turns leading attack runs on the massive weapon. But Han looked worried. It was all taking too long. The X-Wings should have been finished with their attack already. They had to help destroy the Starkiller.
My friend here has a bag full of explosives,
Han said, gesturing to Chewie.
Let's put them to use.
The oscillator is the only target, but there's no way to get inside, Finn said.
Oscillator? Ray knew that device was responsible for cooling powerful engines. The Resistance must have identified an oscillator within the Starkiller that kept the weapon from overheating. There is a way, Ray chimed in. I've been inside these walls. The mechanics are the same as the Star Destroyers. Get me to a junction, and I can get us in.